Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay. Haul out the timer. We're going to talk about that. Oh, and a request. Stick around.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi. Okay, today I wanted to talk about creating campaigns, or creating adventures, I should say, on the fly or with little time, which I've talked about before. What I want to talk about is an exercise, and this is an exercise I have done, and while it hasn't been 100%, I mean, it's given me enough, it gives you enough practice. And, you know, working to get good. Okay, does anybody have a kitchen timer anymore? It doesn't matter, really. If you have your phone usually has a timer on it, or a watch, or I used to have one of those things. The timers they used to use in, for timing people's, I can't even think of it. But anyway, here's something. Try to, try to think of as many things as you can for an adventure in 3 minutes and write them down. I mean, just jot them down. Set the timer. 1, 2, 3. Okay, go. Castle. Elf. Bog. Town. Crystal. And just, you know, keep going until the timer runs out. And then see what you got. See if you can make something out of that. Wouldn't that be cool? That's another way of doing it. And you do this a couple of times. And, you know, I would encourage you to save your results. Because that way you have more fodder for other adventures. If you did this, say, 3 times in a row, and you save the results, you can look at those 3 results and go, okay, I can pick one thing from here and one thing from here and one thing from here. And I got an adventure. I got a great idea. Okay. Then extend it a little. Extend it to 5 minutes. How many can you think of as 5 minutes? I wouldn't go beyond 5 minutes. If you're doing like 10, you're going to just come up with, I mean, yes, it's a great list and stuff, but we're talking about speed here. We're talking about, like, you know, just, it's basically a timed brain dump. And sometimes you just got to take out the trash. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I will sit here sometimes and I go, okay, I got a game. I'm running a game tonight. I got nothing. I look in a module. Maybe there's something I want to run in there. No, I don't want to do that. Just something like that. And the timing is just to put yourself on the spot. I've always been a fan of creating under pressure. Now, that's extreme pressure, I know, but hey, it serves its purpose. I mean, when I'm doing a piece of artwork for somebody or something like that, the first thing I say is, what's my deadline? When do you need it by? Okay. Now I've got an endpoint to do it. That way, I have a space of time to figure out how to do it, lay it out, ink it, do it, send it. And that way, I have a finite time in my head, which is great. And this is the kind of thing that helps that. You know, get a timer and just go at it. Just, you know, if you're not doing anything, just do it. I mean, I've learned something like that from the great Frank Mentzer. I think I've talked about this before. I was at North Texas and he was there and I was in his game. He wanted each player to give him two things. What do you want to see in this game? And then he took a 15-minute break. And then we came back to the table. He had an adventure incorporating practically everything that everybody said and made it coherent and made it fun. I mean, it was great. There was intrigue. There was fighting. There was combat. There was role-playing, and it was wonderful, you know. And he took me aside afterwards and he said, you know, this is the kind of thing that you should do. You would be really good at this. I said, really? He said, yeah, you would be really good at this. So I'm always looking for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always looking for things that you can do like that. So check that out. Try it out sometime. Okay, as far as the request goes. All right. I am moving to another city, another town, like within the week of this recording. And I want to see about raising my YouTube profile on YouTube. Of course on YouTube. Where is the? And I would like to start getting into more videos and put them out. Not necessarily reviews, but I used to give a lot of good GM advice like I do on this podcast, but I stopped doing it because I have this podcast. And I felt like if I do the video and this, I would be stretching myself too thin. So I'd come up with other things like the Old Man Grognard After Dark, or Old Man Grognard Tries, Old Man Grognard's Oops, which is out of print stuff. And so I was trying some things and I'm ready to try something else. If anyone wants to send me their ideas, or whatever you want to send, name, whatever, of NPCs. You know, send me a list of NPCs. Send me what you would like to see in NPCs. And that's giving me impetus to do a new YouTube channel. And I want to see if that'll fly. So if you guys want to send me any kind of ideas you have for NPCs or anything you want me to see me make, for NPCs, because these are all going to go through my brain anyway. Oldmangrognard@gmail.com. That's the best way to do it. So I hope you can help me out with that, and I would really, really, really appreciate it. All right. I'm going to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Jason from Morrow Project, and Gilbert Soros. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. For other good podcasters, Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinker's Tavern Chats. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.